On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity Minister Kgosientso Ramakgopa has lauded the team at Medupi Power Station in Limpopo for the recovery of Unit 4. It returned to service last month after 4 years offline due to a major failure. Speaking during an oversight visit to the plant, Ramakgopa said the 800 megawatt unit was restored under budget by a diverse engineering team. He's called for a focused shift to electricity affordability and rooting out internal cost inflators. Well, the latest deadline before the US's 30% levy on South African exports takes effect is 48 hours away. The government officials are confident South Africa can still swing it in its favor. The tariff had been expected to come into effect last Friday, but Washington moved the implementation by a week. President Cyril Ramaphosa said they would use the extra time to negotiate hard for a deal that wouldn't cripple the economy. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen remains confident and hopeful in what South Africa has proposed to the US.
I don't think it would be necessary to apply the 30% until such time as we have an opportunity to explain that. So I'll continue to work with Minister Tao, Minister Lamola, as well as my agricultural attaché in Washington to make the case why South Africa and the United States need to have a relationship.
As South Africa marks Women's Month, the World Wildlife Fund says women are leading the fight to protect nature. Head of individual fundraising, Michelle Govender, says that many South African women are shifting from profit-driven careers to purpose-driven work. And she made this move years ago, and Govender wants women to have a seat at the table where the decisions that are made impact communities, children, the planet and its future.
The truth is that protecting nature in South Africa is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And let's be real, most people aren't thinking about wetlands or plastic pollution or rhinos over breakfast. But the kicker is that saving nature is actually saving ourselves. Conservation isn't a nice to have. It's now become the frontline defense against climate chaos, water shortages.
And two of the speedsters caught on the N2 in KZN over the weekend have been fined. One was a lawyer and another a Durban auditor from Reservoir Hills. The 32-year-old legal professional stepped on the accelerator, pushing the speedometer to over 220 kilometres per hour near Park Rhynie. Traffic officials say he ignored calls to stop, triggering a fast and furious chase before the law caught up with him. He was taken to the Scottborough police station and released on 3,000 rands bail. The auditor, who was doing over 170 kilometres per hour, was granted bail of 1,500 rand. A third motorist, who clocked 178 kilometres per hour, was left in the holding cells longer. Durban 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 22. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.